Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I go to the Friday Night Football game for where my daughter marches every single Friday. I was told her team is favored by 46 points tonight. I don't know if that's true or not, because I never know whether the sharps are real or not, or whether it's a bit, but so we're back on blowout train here.
I just like that you get lines every single week. It's a cool thing about Ohio high school football. That you just get the lines, you get the gamblers are really invested in high school football in the area, and for that, I appreciate you.
I mean, I went to Woodridge, not our best moment in football. Ness went to Rootstown, not their best moment. So to go and live in a place where every week it's like, are we going to win by 40 this week? Is the game going to be over by the time I get there, around the halftime?
You guys
halftime?
Basically fell into being Yankees fans. How about that? How does that feel?
Actually, I get to stake my claim. Because I grew up in this town until sixth grade, feel like I'm not, it's not like, you know, oh, I live in Idaho and I'm a Yankees fan.
So you would have gone to this high school,
yes,
then? If you had not moved, you would have gone to this high school.
Correctamundo.
Yeah, but you didn't go to this high school, though. So you're basically a Yankees fan.
But I went to school there more than I did anywhere else.
You went to grade school.
You saying that makes me not a Grizzly?
Yes.
Screw you.
What high school did you go to again?
Woodridge. I've only said it 150 times.
What was your mascot?
A bulldog.
Then you're a bulldog.
I'm a grizzly bulldog.
You're not a grizzly.
I'm a grizzly bulldog.
You're a bulldog.
I'm like, if you mated a bulldog,
you're a bulldog
with a grizzly, and then had the size of a grizzly, and then the temperament of a bulldog.
Oh, you bulldog, you. You're a bulldog. Classic bulldog.
You're bull something.
To think you're a grizzly.
I'll tell you that right now.
You're a bulldog in a Timu grizzly bear outfit.
Back. I like it.
I just think JP fake laughs.
No, that
because
was funny.
He's trying to divide Mac and I.
That was
I don't
a funny
give into
one.
It.
That was a good one.
He didn't stick the landing.
What do you mean he didn't stick the landing?
He double pumped
Timu
the
against
joke.
You on the joke itself.
He double pumped on the joke.
No,
Timu version.
No,
that's not
no,
a
no. Yep. Wow. Wow, makes fun of your speech now, too. This is quite the turn between you two,
now
I gotta
curses.
Say.
He's an awful curser.
I gotta say. But no, yeah, you're definitely, you're a bulldog, not a grizzly. But, I mean, because your kids go, I mean, your kids are grizzlies. So, like, that's just, they're just born bred Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just born winners.
Yeah.
And that's nice for them. That's a good development for them.
Well.
Are you gonna buy, like, some Wadsworth, Wadsworth football T-shirts too,
well,
and such.
But I would get
Wadsworth State champions after they win this year.
A hoodie, and our buddy Jeremiah,
yeah,
used to work with us.
Uh-huh.
The other day, he saw me at this blue hoodie I'm going to wear tonight. He's like, "We got to get you some Grizzlies colors. Stop on down to the local store." And I'm like, "They do not have, XLT. Like that's it. I would buy one, but you're going to give me an X instead of an XLT, and then it's going to be a naval shirt, and nobody needs to see that."
I mean, they can get it made for you.
I don't think they could.
Jeremiah's got some time on his hands from what I hear. He can get it made for you.
Shots fired.
Pew, 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 pew. Seems like the guy's got some time to order an XLT, that's all.
Jason Lloyd of The Athletic joined us today at 3:20, and he talked about the Dolphins game being a tipping point for the Browns season.
I've said all along, guys, the first 6 weeks were brutal. You knew it was an impossible start to the season. Everybody said it. Look at this is a murderer's row of opponents. They could be staring at 0-6. Well, they're not 0-6, but they're close to it. So nothing that's happened to this point should surprise you in terms of where they are with record. But now you're 100% right. There are winnable games in front of them now. So if they come out and they get blown off the field at home Sunday, this is going to be that tipping point of, oh boy, we've seen this before. This is going to get even worse than we thought. This is a game they should win. They're playing at home. They're playing a game against a team that's equally as dysfunctional as they are. If they get blown off the field as they did last year at Washington, this is going to get really, really dark really, really early, because they've got a lot of winnable games coming up.
This is as simple as this. If you want to stop the negativity, if you want to stop the Flacco conversation, if you want to stop the how unwatchable this thing is, if you want to, like, this is an incredibly winnable game. You are a favorite in this game.
But it doesn't stop it, though.
You're at home. No. It pauses it.
Okay, because, I mean, even the pause, depending how it looks, it might not even be 100% true, but...
I've heard style points. Why do style points matter when you're 1-5? Just win the damn game.
Well, you have to win, but if we're trying to stop the conversation, like that, and I think the point that Jason's trying to get to there is that idea that you have a lot of winnable games coming up, but you do still have to hit the 3-foot putt. You still do have to... You have to make your gimmies, and in this instance, like, one win against the Dolphins is not going to stop any of our conversations about what happens with this team long term. You can't do it in 1 week. Based off of how bad this has gone, 1 week will not satisfy nearly enough people. The same way when they beat the Packers, it didn't stop any conversations about what this could or could not be.
Stop might not be the right word, but it does delay some of the vitriol that happens. That's where we're at. Because you are right. Where you and I are going to agree 100% is, let me put it this way. If you have style points but you lose, it doesn't matter anywhere near as much as an ugly win on Sunday in a maelstrom of weather, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have to win the game.
But I just think what it affords you is the ability to just bring the temperature down, bring the pressure down just a little bit. And then, by the way, you got to win the next one as well. Like, you are at a point where you got to knock a few pins down in a row to get where you want to go, or at least to get to the point where it's even again, and it's not every time something bad happens, everybody's hair's on fire. But this is as good of a chance, because if you can't win this game, I don't know when you're winning.
Well, that is where I do agree with Miles, though, in some of the comments he made today, and I'm paraphrasing, but the idea that one win isn't enough. Like, one win is not going to be good enough for this team to all of a sudden say, we got it all figured out, everything is now good. Hey, put that conversation that you guys are having about Stefanski and Barry, put it to rest. Like, no. This is the beginning of something. And you have to not only beat the Dolphins, but you have to beat all these teams that you're supposed to beat moving forward. And the sad part about that is there should come a spot. Here's how you know if they've done it right. If at some point I'm making the suggestion that they're taking themselves out of primo draft position, and you're hitting that what I would deem to be a disaster scenario where you end up with 6 wins and you're drafting like 13th overall, that's how you know they actually got this thing corrected in a little bit of a positive way.
216-474-0092. Is Sunday the tipping point one way or another for the Browns? Steve in a car wants to join in. Steve, welcome to the show, friend.
Happy F-Off Friday, Mr. Guarantee.
Right back at you, sir.
And that's where I'm coming from. I guarantee you a safety and a defensive touchdown. Now, can you guarantee an offensive passing touchdown?
Ooh. So basically, together, we'd be guaranteeing 16 points.
And therefore, for the second time this year, we would be guaranteeing a win, and we would be correct.
Wait.
Steve, can I?
You think 16 points guarantees a win, Steve?
Against this team with this weather, it does. Especially if the defense scores 9.
The Dolphins just scored 27 last week.
They just can't play defense, which is why we'll guarantee an offensive touchdown this week.
Steve, I don't care about guarantees anymore. I'm done with guarantees. Off with guarantees.
Because I'm good at them?
If you're not putting your nipples on the table, what are you really doing?
That's true.
If you're not putting a pierced nipple bet on the table, what are you really doing? Guarantees mean nothing to me. Anybody can say a guarantee. Put your nipples.
Sounds like JP wants to put...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm on the table, too.
Where your mouth is?
That's what I'm hearing, JP.
No. I don't make
so
nipple
you want
butts.
Him
you
to guys put are his contented nipples
you
on the table.
You called and said you're
you
the guarantor, and you wanted to talk to Mr. Guarantee himself. Well, if you're Mr. Guarantee, guarantees mean nothing to me. I'm all about nipple bets.
Nipple bets? We went off the rail somewhere here, guys.
Yeah. So here's what happened. Steve's trying to get me into a guarantee, and I accept that guarantee, by the way. I will guarantee at least
guarantees
one
with nothing
offensive
on the table mean nothing to me at this
offensive,
point.
Offensive touchdown
just words.
On Sunday that I'm always right about when I guarantee. I see you, and I right there, Steve. Good stuff, buddy. Now to you.
Yes.
Why do you want to get on the nipple bet? If you,
I don't want to, but if you guys are going to,
it seems like you want to get
guarantees
in on that.
Mean nothing to me at this point. That is just when we've elevated the way
well,
that we do this.
You sit there in the cuck chair while Steve and I win all these damn guarantees together.
Guarantees are boring to me. You got to actually do something with these guarantees. You got to put some real weight attached to these guarantees. Come up with your own version of a nipple bet if you want. I don't really care. But the idea that we just say guarantee, and that's supposed to be something in this day.
If you want a con-knipple
coming off
bet,
Pony last night,
you do it.
And how all the attention it got, and all the the people talking about it and discussing it. I'm bored with just regular guarantees. I need nipple bets, or don't even bother.
Hey, no, you can do the knipple bets. And I'll sit here doing normal bets and be right about
that. There's no bet. You're not betting on anything. You just said guarantee.
That too. Burger bets and guarantees, those are my thing. Knipple bets are yours.
No, they're Pony's thing.
Sounds like you want to make them your thing.
No. We established this. You guys are the guarantee people. I don't make guarantees.
Yeah,
I'm not making the guarantee. No. I'm asking you if you want to be part of an advanced version of a guarantee, because your guarantees are just...
Why not there?
We're just wasting time with your guarantees.
Why not do the hackneyed version of this where I can I'll maybe make a guarantee that I'll eat horse crap if that doesn't work out?
What other dumb things have sports talk guys done when they're desperate for attention?
What other dumb things could I do?
Yeah, let's ratchet this up. Let's find out. Mac, any suggestions on what Nick can do?
I'm
going to
have the Yakuza take a digit off my hand.
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. That's where we are.
You tell me you're serious about this game, taking a digit off your hand?
Oh, boy. And the answer is no, I'm not going to do that. Mac?
When are you chiming in with the tattoo bet?
I never get
you wanna
a tattoo.
Want to get a dolphin tattooed on your ass?
No. I think the bet's
sitting there.
Nope.
The bet's sitting there.
Pumping the brakes there. Not going to say it.
I don't mean a Dan Marino.
No. I don't need attention that bad. That being said, I don't even know how this question, because there's no way you can say no, right? Or there's no way you can say anything other than absolutely. Whether a loss to the Dolphins is a disaster on Sunday, I will take a loss on Sunday to mean you're not in the business of being competitive anymore.
I'll take a loss on Sunday to mean the exact same thing. Like if you lose to the Dolphins, you have a chance to then lose to the Jets. You have a chance to lose to any Saints, any bad team that still remains on the schedule, which means I just can't take you seriously. For the rest of the season, I just can't take you seriously.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
And again, it's important.
Which stinks, because I want to take you serious.
Like, it's important. I just am asking for them to be competitive. Except in these kind of games. Except in the Dolphins.
Yeah, competitive's not good in this game.
Yeah, no. Exactly. It's great against the Packers. It might be good, by the way, against the Patriots, because they look good right now. Looking to the other games, the Ravens are going to have Lamar back by the time you face him again. Those are all games where it's like, all right, are you in at the end? Why are you losing if it happens? But these games, no. This is a simple yes or no. There's no context. There's no nuance. Style points don't give a damn about them. Come out with a win, and then we can at least have a fresh conversation on Monday, even if it's going to have some of the same offshoots that we've already been having.
In fact, if they lose this game, then I think the conversation on Monday and Tuesday is, I think we're veering more towards, obviously we've done fire Stefanski all week long. I think it'll start to be closer to how many assets can we trade and what assets do get traded. That's where the next evolution of this convo is until week nine happens and the trade deadline passes.
I don't think you can guarantee, and I mean, when I'm saying guarantee, I mean 100% rubber stamp, I don't think we can guarantee anymore that Stefanski will have a job on Monday if he loses this game. It doesn't mean you can guarantee he'll lose his job, but I think that's another tributary of this. I think we are on Stefanski watch and maybe Barry watch if you start 1-6 in a game that you are a 2.5-point favorite at home and the weather seems to favor your style of play and not Miami's. There's just too much here. I would then, by the way, if we're putting it, what's the doom clock? Mm-hmm. I'm not putting it 2 minutes to midnight. It's probably closer to 11:10, right? But it starts to be on the table if you lose this game because the Dolphins are in the pit of despair and you will replace them there. Because then basically whoever wins this team gets the... we can breathe for a couple days.
Yeah, you just can't lose to this train wreck of a team that is the Dolphins right now. They're an absolute disaster.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, we are talking about this Dolphins game on Sunday and what it means for the state of the Browns. Is a loss to the Dolphins anything other than a disaster? And the latest on Mason Graham only adds fuel to the fire on the naysayers and the panickers. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.